Blog Talk Radio.
What up, fam?
How you feeling?
We're back again.
Yes, sir.
It's Armin Ray.
I hit the earth like a comet invasion. Fan stands permanent, shine like Arthur Razor. You don't understand, I'm so amazing. Mental bullets be raising, making Caucasian persuasions. Focus on the hip-hop nation. My launch laser, angel dust. I'm rushing, crush MCs like the 86 Bear Seed. Trap behind the fence, overstand. You can't catch rain because of your mere hesitance. Ridge drive with verbal, eye, your eyes bloody. Book cast sophisticated, like old Trinidad is playing rugby. My verbal assault is filled with concrete words, and your mere verbs can never budge me. I know I'm the die rhyme, contagion like chicken pox. You can't touch me. Y'all forgot real bad boys moving sounds. Got the machine catching my soul, ATM scanning my iris. My vocals rain for centuries like the soul of the sirens. It's the CDC. The mirrors are releasing the virus. I can't tell. Just trying my best to fight my way out of hell. It's my own fucking fault. I'm 1 in 100,000 myself. Trying to repent and still represent and still get bit. And Lord knows my box is still filled with lint. Lord, how am I supposed to be the Lord of the land when the Lord's of my land keep trying to take the Lord out of my hands and fill my heart with such wickedness? For my life, I can't get with this. For life is so intricate, filled with so many holes, makes American cheese twist. This part of the game is this. I must have missed this part of the class. I'm trying to affect your brain with an analysis like a cigarette, true bad, keep writing. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Time to get up on your grind, put it in gear. The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
The time is now,
the place is here.
Introducing Armin Ray.
There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are, to acknowledge things for all things to the one that made them, which thing I will not cease continually to do. Hat anin, amen. Which translates into all praise be to amen. Good herukamin fam, you're tuned into another episode of Amani Speaks. I am your host, Amin Ray Minute Help. Today's show is titled Face This World. The quote of today's show comes from the Nitir Sesson, Book 18, Verse 14, and it goes as follows. He said, "Of the immortals, you in whose pages my hand has recorded the remedies by which incorruptibility is conferred, remain forever beyond the reach of destruction and of decay, invisible and concealed from all who frequent these regions, until the day will come in which the ancient heaven will bring forth instruments worthy of you, whom the Creator will call souls." End quote. I start this particular broadcast, Face This World, off the message that all souls must face this world, no matter how ugly it gets, no matter how confusing it gets, no matter how challenging it gets. We must face this world. And really, that's all it takes to survive the onslaught or the myriad of events that are ahead of us. I know in my life personally that I've been faced with an onslaught, and I was examining all this week the different challenges that I have faced in my life personally. And every time I think about them, I go back to a time when my grandmother was giving me the biography of the challenging times in her life. And she told me, "After all you heard that I went through, you see that I'm still here." So why do you not think that you can do the same also? So don't ever give up. Keep going. And as I think about myself after my grandmother passed, and I kept going, and I came upon this Imani teaching and kept going with it. It was something that was an aid as well as a revelation. Revelation to the kind of world that I'm living in. I was blinded to this information until I came upon this Imani teacher, and it has led me deeper into the world of darkness and despair. Not that it's a bad thing. No, it was showing me how dark and discouraging this world can become. But no matter how dark and ugly this world becomes, that I carry the light within me. And when I grasped hold of the Imani teachings, that light began to radiate more and more. It could be seen more and more. People that know me personally, they've seen a change in me. They noticed the change. I didn't notice it. I felt like the same person I've always been. But those that were close to me, they could see a change, something. They've seen something else when they came around me. They heard something else when I spoke. And a few years back, my big sister told me when I came into this world that something came with me. And I began to recognize what came with me was Sesson. When I speak about Sesson, I knew that people I thought could comprehend what I'm talking about would embrace this teaching, but they all ran away. And with encouragement of my wife and my sister, my children, my mother, my father, I decided to keep with this Imani teaching, to embrace it, the world with it. And I've been told by outside forces that I will not succeed. They will not allow me to tear down them centuries to build. Of course, I didn't understand what they were saying at first. But I come to realize that what they was talking about was my soul facing this world and revealing the illusions that it has set up to conceal, well, the illusions that these entities have set up to conceal themselves from the rest of the souls, that I was given the aid of Sesson to see through the illusions. And also given the power of speech to speak these illusions out of existence. I know I can't do it by myself, to the souls, to wake up, that we all can come together and chase these entities to the depths of hell where they came from. And we can restore this world to its original greatness. Do that unless we face this world. We have to, and this world is the world of illusion, the world of tricknology, the world of deception, which is going to bring all of those that are waking up. It's going to bring a lot of pain, suffering, and despair to us. But we still must face this world. As I begin to realize that the pain and suffering and despair is part of the illusions of this world. And when the illusion goes away, so will the pain, despair, and suffering. It will go with it. It's part of the illusion. You can feel the pain, you can feel the despair, you can see the suffering. You can see it, it's right in front of you every day. But as the illusion is revealed, and we begin to see what this illusion really is, we can begin to break down these illusions. And when these illusions go away, with it, the pain, suffering, and despair will go away. That we have to face them today, right now. I know that there are others out there that are going through horrific changes in their life. Just like I am. I'm going through a lot of horrific changes, starting to realize that the purpose of these changes, why am I going through them? It's just a part of breaking down this illusion. To break down this illusion, we're going to have to go through a lot of pain and suffering. Doesn't mean it will last forever. Doesn't mean it will destroy us. If you tell yourself that I will survive this. No, not I will survive this. I will thrive through this. Then you will begin to see this pain and suffering break down with the illusion. Illusions, because it's not just one illusion, it's many. We, as souls and bodies, we were given an inheritance that we call this world. We say Moreno, others say Earth. We was given Moreno And this gift was given to us so that we can regenerate our souls. We regenerate our souls in these bodies. So when the time comes when we depart these bodies, we will go through the process of resurrection to our immortal selves. That's the victory. That we get that to our immortal selves. This has been that many have taken oaths to keep away from us. Us meaning the souls. Some other souls had took oaths to keep this information away from us. Why? Answer. To keep us down here and keep this illusion going. Because we are like, our souls are like batteries to these damned entities. Our souls power up this illusion. If our souls was to resurrect and leave here, well, leave here and resurrect, then this illusion will fall. Because if all the souls resurrect, then there would be no need for this anymore. And for those that are damned to be in this situation, they would be alone in this damned situation. That's why they don't want us to resurrect. That's why they don't want us to leave here. Because they don't want to face their damnation by themselves. They want to keep us down here with them. I said it in this show a few times, that most of us do not realize that hell is not something that is waiting for us if we don't do the right things when we're alive. Hell is some place that we're all in right now that we must resurrect out of. Some of us get so attached to hell, we don't want to leave this place. And we don't resurrect out of it. And as a result, we become the ghosts and the demons that we hear running around all the time around us. Don't resurrect. You become a ghost and you become a demon. That's why I keep this message of regeneration and resurrection. And this fertile ground we call Earth was given to us by the Creator to help us regenerate. But so many of us forgotten who we truly are that it has become a hindrance instead of a help. And so many of us do not want to face this world. That is the purpose of alcoholism. That is the purpose of drug addictions of all kinds. It's an escapism. That's the purpose of a lot of these crazy religions. It is an escapism from what we must do, which is facing this world. Most of us don't want to face it. We want to live in the fantasies that this illusion has created. not realizing that we are supposed to be building the fantasies within ourselves and then bringing them forth, that they're no longer fantasy, they become reality. That is why we all have, well, not all, we all, but that is why humans have minds. That is why our minds are supposed to be connected with our souls. But so many of our souls are disconnected with our minds, that we're not functioning properly anymore. We don't want to face this world. See the traps and the ambushes that has been set up by the darkness of the times. We keep believing in these illusions that are being reinforced by the ideas of fame and fortune. We keep believing in the illusion that fortune will take away all the problems we face in this life, that fame will take away all the problems that we face in this life. Instead of facing the problems head on, we would rather chase after the illusions so we will not deal with the problems that sit in our face every day. Whatever those problems may be, you have yours, I have mine. But you can't let your problems consume you, keep you out of yourself, so that you cannot accomplish what you came here to do. And that is to regenerate, regenerate, regenerate. So many of us have not realized that most of the illusions around us are there to keep us, keep our thoughts away from regeneration. I keep our thoughts on the illusions, hoping that the illusions will solve whatever problems we have in front of us at the time. Just like the drugs, they would distract us from the problems in front of us, but they would never take the problems away. Yeah, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you would like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you can't dial in, I will say first I'm in, secondly the world, thirdly man. Hotep. For those on the phone and playback, I will continue. So we must face this world. We must face our problems. We must face the things that give us pain. We must face the things that give us hopelessness and despair. Really, there is no such thing as hopelessness. You know, I'm not going to give you a Jesse Jackson line to keep hope alive or any crazy nonsense like that. Because I don't want you to just hope. I want your dreams to manifest themselves. You have the power to do that by facing this world. Facing this world and all its ugliness, dirtiness, deceptions, and illusions. And manifest greatest dreams of your imagination, you must manifest them. You can manifest them. Keep them on your mind, and you will form them. You keep them on your mind, and everything you do will be centered on manifesting your dreams. I know that amongst pop culture, they call this the secret. It's not a secret. Stop listening to these Masons and their whispers, and it will no longer be a secret. It's who you are and what you're here to do. For it is you would like to achieve. Make it happen. Because your dreams are as limited as your imagination is limited. If your imagination is limitless, your dreams will be limitless. And you can achieve anything you imagine. The first step to doing that is facing this world. Don't run away from your problems. Face them head on. Conquer them. Grin them and obliterate them. This world is waiting on the best of you to come alive. We all need the best of you to come alive. We all need to see the best of each other. Because the illusions around us it's trying to form our worst kingdom come to life. And so we combat the horrible nightmares. With our greatest dreams. Greatest dreams are right in front of us. We just have to reach out and touch them. I know there's, and through my email, I get a lot of financial reports, you know, because I pay attention to the financial markets and how it's affecting people around the world, because I know the financial markets are the illusion of the energy that souls pass around to each other. So when I see what's going on in the financial markets, I can see what emotions we're passing on to each other. Then we have to realize that the financial markets are in the illusion. And those that control this control us because we believe in this illusion. We are in a particular era in our lives where we have people that are then to bring forth a new world order. While they was trying to bring forth a new world order before most of us was born, little do we know. You have to walk through time to see their forefathers talking about this new world order. And the ones that push it today are just their children. It's the old world order or the new world order. We have to face this world. Face the order. See it for what it really is. And once we see what it really is, it should not have any power over us anymore. They I speak out to the mighty Seth. Keep my eyes open, communicating with me. Allow me to hear the sweet sounds of the greatest celestial music, of the greatest sight. I know in the Nitir Sesson Tahuti says that once you see it, you would have nothing else to say. And so I don't look for that sight right now because I know I have a lot to say. I have things that I must do. I have generations coming behind me that I have to teach. I have generations that came before me that I have to teach. I have generations standing with me that I have to teach. So I'm not ready to see that sight yet. Because I know once I see it, I will have nothing else to say. And so when I reach the point where I have nothing else to say, then I would. But for now, I have to teach souls to face this world. I have to teach souls to regenerate so that we can all resurrect out of here and see that great sight that Tahuti was talking about. Whatever it is that you dream about, that you want to come forth, you can make it happen. That's what this show is about. You can make it happen by facing this world. There's absolutely nothing that is so terrible about this world that you cannot overcome. Nothing, no thing in this world that you cannot overcome. As a soul of Amen. I know that people around me, that a lot of them have been crying a lot lately, that life has just been so hard. I can recall over 20 years ago when my grandmother was staying with me in my mom's old house. And I remember her saying, I just never remember times to be so hard. Times are just so hard. And I know when she said that, I thought about it and said, get used to it, because this is not the only time you're going to see this. I'm seeing those times right now in my life currently. Just seems so hard. It just seems at times hopeless. Then I remember something else my grandmother told me. No matter how hard times seem to get, that you face them and you will overcome them. You know, I woke up this morning to a documentary, I think it was on the History Channel, about the 911 bombings. First, I said to myself, why are you watching this? This is so depressing. This is so horrible. And then something inside of me said, keep it on there. Don't let this stuff defeat you. Face it. Face the horrors. And destroy and obliterate these horrors. Because as the soul of the one, there's nothing that you cannot face. There's nothing that you cannot overcome. Nothing at all. Point I will stop and say, first, I'm in. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Hotep.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Seven with my physical heaven, manifest God like a reverend. It was done in the past, blessed by the first and last. With the blind left Sodom with the blast. Harassed by Romans, perverted, converted, inserted in scrolls. You read it, you heard it, reverted, murdered, asserted to justify the men you crucified. Now I revert it. War rock raised the sun. It had to be done. Sheep catch it for slaughter. Nowhere to run, lost in the wilderness. A ghost fell under summon from the house of death. Eighth wonder, embodied in son of James. Break the peninsula, the rap map flat. I made it perpendicular. Form right angles, I strangled this mic. Untangled the cord,
wing my sword.
Star spangled banner. In a warrior's manner, cutting heads off snakes. Immortalized like Highlander, who like seven spirits across seven seas, bringing seven plagues.